It's the sense of touch.
What?
Any real city, you walk, you know? You brush past people, people bump into you. In L.A., nobody touches you. We're always behind this metal and glass. I think we miss that touch so much that we crash into each other just so we can feel something.
You guys okay?
I think he hit his head.
You don't think that's true?
Stay in your car.
Graham, I think we got rear-ended. I think we spun around twice. And somewhere in there, one of us lost our frame of reference. And I'm gonna go look for it.
Calm down, ma'am.
I am calm.
I need to see your registration and insurance.
Why? Not my fault. It's her fault. She did this. My fault.
Ma'am, you really need to wait in your vehicle.
My fault? Stop in the middle of the street. Mexicans don't know how to drive. She blaked too fast.
I blaked too fast? I blaked too fast. I'm sorry. You know, see my blake light.
Ma'am.
See, I stop when I see a long line of cars stopped in front of me. Maybe you see over steering wheel. You blake too.
Ma'am.
Crazy Mexican. I call immigration on you. Look what you do my car.
Officer, can you please write down your report how shocked I am to be hit by an Asian driver?
Ma'am.
Ma'am, no. See, detective.
Oh, no, carry your okay. Car. What is it, your insurance? Stupid weapon.
All right.
Listen, my God. You fuck you too.
Hey, detective. Nice entrance.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Hey. You okay?
Freezing.
Shit. Heard it might snow.
Get out of here.
That's what I heard.
You gotta smoke.
No, I quit.
Yeah, me too. What you got?
That kid.
Hey, Bob.
You get one free box of ammunition. What kind do you want?
چیگف؟ آمونیشین چیه؟
پرسی چه جور گلوله میخواین؟
چه میدونم هر چی که اندازش میشه.
چند جور دارن؟ چی رو میخواین؟
چه میدونم اگه تا حالا تفنگ نخریدم که دختر.
پس ما این بهترین دلیله که تفنگ نخریم.
دوباره شروع کردی یا این چند حرف زدنه؟
Yo, Osama. Plan the jihad on your own time. What do you want?
راجب جهاد چی گفتین؟
مزخرف حرف میزنی بهش گوش نکنین.
Are you making insult at me?
Am I making insult at you? Is that the closest you can come to English?
Yes, I speak English. I am an American citizen.
Oh, God, here we go.
I have right, like you, I have right to buy gun.
Not my store, you know. Andy, get him out of here now.
Go wait in the car.
Now, get out.
Matt, can't be sure behind. You're a man.
You're
ignorant man.
Oh, yeah, I'm ignorant. You're liberating my country, and I'm flying 747s into your mud huts and incinerating your friends. Get the fuck out of my
car. No, you get the fuck.
Come on, get out.
No, don't touch me. He cheated me, this man.
Andy, now.
Let's go.
Come on, Ebenezer, okay. You can give me the gun or give me back the money. And I'm really hoping for the money.
What kind of ammunition do you want?
Whatever fits.
Oh, we got a lot of kinds. We got long Colts, short Colts, ball heads, flat nose, hollow points, wide cutters, and a dozen more that'll fit any size hole. It just depends upon how much bang you can handle.
I'll take the ones in the red box.
You know what those are?
Can I have them?
Ready?
Did you see any white people in there waiting an hour and 32 minutes for a plate of spaghetti? Huh? And how many cups of coffee did we get?
You don't drink coffee, and I didn't want any.
Man, that woman in there poured cup after cup to every single white person around us. But did she even ask you if you wanted any?
We didn't get any coffee that you didn't want and I didn't order. And that's evidence of racial discrimination. Did you notice that our waitress was black?
And black women don't think in stereotypes? You tell me something, man. When was the last time you met one who didn't think she knew everything about your little lazy ass before you even opened your mouth? Huh? That waitress sized us up in 2 seconds.
We're
black and black people don't tip. So she wasn't gonna waste her time? Now, somebody like that, nothing you could do to change their mind.
So, how much is you leaving?
You expect me to pay for that kind of service? What? What the fuck is you laughing at, man?
I'm seriously starting to think that you're jealous of Karen.
Hardly. I'd just like to see you get through a meal without calling her or anyone else for that matter.
Okay, look. No more phone calls tonight. All right. As a matter of fact, here, you can hold the battery. Okay?
$10 says she calls in the car.
Wait. See what that woman just did? You see that?
Why, she's cold.
She got colder as soon as she saw us, though.
Aw, man, come on, I'll start.
Man, look around you, man. You couldn't find a whiter, safer, or better lit part of this city right now. But yet this white woman sees two black guys who look like UCLA students strolling down the sidewalk, and her reaction is blind fear? I mean, look at us, dog. Are we dressed like gangbangers? Huh? No. Do we look threatening? No. Fact, if anybody should be scared around here, it's us. We're the only two black faces surrounded by a sea of over-caffeinated white people patrolled by the trigger-happy LAPD. So you tell me, why aren't we scared?
Because we got guns?
You could be right.
Get the fuck out of the car!
Give me the keys!
Come on, hurry
okay,
up!
Okay.
Get out!
No, take that voodoo ass thing off of there right now.
I know you just didn't call St. Christopher voodoo. Man's the patron saint of travelers, dog.
You had a conversation with God, huh? What did God say? Go forth, my son, and leave big slobbery suction rings on every dashboard you find? Why the hell do you do that?
Look at the way your crazy ass drive. Then ask me that again.
Chevy pickup and Mercedes driving north on Balboa. Pickup cuts in front, driver of the Mercedes gets pissed, pulls a gun, doesn't realize the guy in the pickup is a cop coming off shift.
Wait a minute. This Barry Gibb dude is a cop.
Yeah, name's Conklin. He's a narc out of Wilshire.
I got the Mercedes.
Mercedes takes a shot at him. Detective Conklin returns fire. One shot. Mercedes rolls to a stop. Driver opens the door, falls out dead.
He looks very relaxed for just having shot somebody.
He says he kept trying to drive away. Mercedes kept pulling up next to him, screaming, waving a gun, shot back in self-defense.
Anybody actually see who shot first?
They just heard two bangs.
Find me a witness. That is a nice gun.
Well, the car is registered to a Cindy Bradley. That's not Cindy. That is a William Lewis. Pounds under the front seat. Hollywood Division.
Looks like Detective Conklin shot himself the wrong nigga.
How long are you gonna be?
Oh, this is the last one.
Thank you.
But you don't think reporters listen to police calls?
I need to talk to you for a second.
You just give me a minute, right? Find Flanagan, will you? Now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi.
I want the locks changed again in the morning.
You want? Look, why don't you just go lie down, huh? Have you checked on James?
Well, of course I've checked on James. I've checked on him every 5 minutes since we've been home. Do not patronize me. I want the locks changed again in the morning.
Shh, it's okay. just go to bed, all right?
Do you know what? Didn't I just ask you not to treat me like a child?
I'm sorry, Miss Jean. It's okay, I go home now.
It's fine. Thank you very much for staying, Maria.
You're welcome, no problem. Good night, Miss Jean.
Good night.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like the locks changed again in the morning. And you know what? You might mention that we'd appreciate it if next time they didn't send a gang member.
A gang member?
Yes, yes.
Well, you mean that kid in there?
Yes, the guy in there with the shaved head, the pants around his ass, the prison tattoo.
Those are not prison tattoos.
Oh, really? And he's not going to go sell our key to one of his gangbanger friends the moment he is out our door.
We've had a really tough night. I think it'd be best if you just went upstairs right now.
And what, wait for them to break in? I just had a gun pointed in my face.
You lower your voice.
And it was my fault because I knew it was going to happen. But if a white person sees two black men walking towards her and she turns and walks in the other direction, she's a racist, right? Well, I got scared and I didn't say anything. And 10 seconds later, I had a gun in my face. Now, I am telling you, your amigo in there is going to sell our key to one of his homies. And this time it'd be really fucking great if you acted like you actually gave a shit.
All right, what do we got? Talk to me, Karen.
Flanagan doesn't think anybody has a story yet.
I'm the goddamn district attorney of Los Angeles. If my car gets jacked, it's gonna make news. Fuck! Why do these guys have to be black? I mean, why? No matter how we spin this thing, I'm either gonna lose the black vote or I'm gonna lose the law and order vote.
Yeah, I think you're worrying too much. You have a lot of support in the black community.
All right, if we can't duck this thing, we're gonna have to neutralize it. What we need is a picture of me pinning a medal on a black man. Bruce? The firefighter, the one who saved the camp or something, Northridge. What's his name?
He's Iraqi.
He's Iraqi. Well, he looks black.
He's dark-skinned, sir, but he's Iraqi. His name's Saddam Kahum.
Saddam. His name's Saddam. Oh, that's real good, Bruce. Yeah, I'm gonna pin a medal on an Iraqi named Saddam. Give yourself a raise, will ya?
It's been good doing business with you.
How soon can I have them?
I'm picking them up right now.
Look, you're not listening to me. This is an emergency. I keep telling you he's in pain. He can't sleep.
Mr. Ryan, your father has been to the clinic 3 times in the last month. He is being treated for urinary tract infection. That is by no means an emergency. Now, if you have any more questions about your HMO plan, why don't you make an appointment to come in between 10 and 4, Monday through Friday?
Right, what does my father do about sleeping tonight?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
I am my supervisor.
Yeah, what is your name?
Shaniqua Johnson.
Shaniqua, what a big fucking surprise that is.
Oh.
Vehicle, John. The plates don't match. The driver's got to be 40, and nobody jacks a car and takes it to Studio City.
They were doing something.
Thank you.
stick. Keep your hands where I can see them, please. I'm gonna need to see your driver's license and registration.
No problem. I'm gonna have to reach inside of the glove compartment to get the registration. Is that okay?
Nice and slow, please.
Okay. How are you tonight, officer?
Excellent.
Here you go.
Stay inside the vehicle, please. Step out of the car, please, sir.
Wait a minute, officer. I haven't been drinking or anything.
We shouldn't have a problem.
He doesn't drink. He's a Buddhist, for Christ's sake.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Step onto the sidewalk, sir. That's good, right there. Look at me. I want you to stand on your right foot, touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand.
I told you he doesn't drink.
Ma'am, I'm only going to tell you one time to stay in the vehicle.
Ma'am.
Honey, I'm okay. I got this.
Don't you ma'am me. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Look, officer, my wife has had a couple drinks.
All right, both of you, turn around, put your hands on top of your head and interlock your fingers.
No, wait a minute. We're only a block
hands
away from our house.
Hands on your head, interlock your fingers.
That's
hands
not
on
even
your
necessary.
Head, interlock your fingers.
Look,
here
I'm a
go.
Television director. Wait! And me and my wife are just coming home from an award show.
Calm down.
Yes, I'm nothing wrong.
Put your hands on top of your head, ma'am.
Will you just do what he says?
Fucking
put your hands on top of your head, ma'am.
You keep your fucking hands off me. Fucking pig.
Christine, just stop talking.
That's quite a mouth you have. Of course you know that.
Fuck you. That's what this is all about, isn't it? You thought you saw a white woman blowing a black man that just drove you little cracker ass crazy.
Will you just shut your fucking mouth?
I listen to your husband, ma'am. Put your leg open. Now, do you have any guns or knives or anything I might get stuck with?
I'm wearing a cocktail dress. What do you think?
I'm surprised some of the places I found weapons.
He's clean.
What do you think we should do about this, Mr. Thayer? My partner and I just witnessed your wife performing fellatio on you while you were operating a motor vehicle. That's reckless endangerment, which, incidentally, is a felony. And we can charge your wife here with lewd conduct and performing a sexual act in public. And you say you're a block from home. Now, we could use our discretion and let you go with a warning. Or we can cuff you and put you in the back of the car. What do you think we should do, sir?
Look, we're sorry. And we would appreciate if you just let us go with a warning, please.
Man's apologizing, Tommy. I think we can let him go. Don't you?
Yeah.
All right. You can go. You folks drive safe now, huh? Tommy.
It won't close.
Mohkem bekeşeş.
I can do that.
Dad, you couldn't even get it open.
Have respect to your father. Give me the gun.
Here. Now you can shoot anybody you want.
Dory, that man could have killed your mother. You think I should let crazy people do what they want to us?
Ferhat, it won't close.
Boshe, oh, madam.
Dory Jun, you should be at work.
چرا بایستادی بار سر کار دیگه؟ بایستاده همینجا
Who are you calling?
I'm gonna put their asses, sons of bitches.
You actually believe they're gonna take anything you have to say seriously?
Do you have any idea how that felt? To have that pig's hands all over me? And you just stood there. And then you apologized to him?
I mean, what did you want me to do? Get us both shot?
They were gonna shoot us on Ventura Boulevard. I said it.
Yeah, well, maybe he would have been satisfied with just being arrested.
Oh, I get it. Much better than letting him shove his hand up my crotch than get your name in the paper.
You know, you finally got me figured out, because, see, that's exactly what I was worried about right there.
I wasn't. You weren't afraid that all your good friends at the studio were gonna read about you in the morning and realize that, you know what, he's actually black.
You need to calm down right now.
No, what I need is a husband who will not just stand there while I am being molested.
I mean, they were cops, for God's sake. They had guns. You know what? Maybe I should have let them arrest your ass. I mean, sooner or later, you gotta find out what it is really like to be black.
Fuck you, man. Like, you know. Closest you ever came to being black, Cameron, was watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, well, at least I wasn't watching it with the rest of the equestrian team.
Yeah, you're right, Cameron. I got a lot to learn, because I haven't quite learned how to shuck and jive. Let me hear it again. Thank you, Mr. Policeman. You sure is mighty kind to us poor black folk. You be sure to let me know next time you want to finger fuck my wife.
How the fuck do you say something like that to me? No, fuck you.
That's good. A little anger. It's a bit late, but it's nice to see.
How's it going?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get scared or something, did you? There's no monsters in the closet, right? Because I hate monsters.
There's no such thing as monsters.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I heard a bang.
Like a truck bang?
Like a gun.
That's funny, because we moved out of that bad neighborhood. There's not too many guns around here.
How far can bullets go?
They go pretty far. But they usually get stuck in something and stop.
What if they don't?
You thinking about that bullet that came through your window? You think we should move again?
I like it here.
Me too, but if that bullet found out where we lived... Oh, hold on.
What?
I'm so stupid. How can I forget
that? What?
Nah, forget it. You ain't gonna believe me.
Tell me.
Okay. When I was 5, this fairy came into my room one night.
Right.
See, I told you weren't gonna believe me. Okay, go to sleep now, you little
Don't
rat.
Don't tell me.
Okay. So this fairy comes into my room. And I'm like, yeah, right, you're a fairy. Anyway, we're talking, you know? And she's flying all around the room, knocking down all my posters and stuff.
She was flying?
Yeah, but she had these little stubby wings. I mean, she could have glued them on, you know? Like, I'm gonna believe she's a fairy. So she said, I'll prove it. So she reaches into her backpack. And she pulls out this invisible cloak. She ties it around my neck. And she tells me that it's impenetrable. You know what impenetrable means? It means that nothing can go through it. No bullets, nothing. She told me that if I wore it, nothing would hurt me. So I did. And my whole life, I never got shot, stabbed, nothing. I mean, how weird is that? Only she told me that I was supposed to give it to my daughter on her 5th birthday, and I forgot.
Can I touch it?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? If you want, I can take it off and tie it around your shoulder. She told me how to do it. Unless you think it's stupid, then...
Don't you need it?
No, not anymore. So what do you think? You want it? Do you feel anything at all? Good. Then it's just right.
Do I take it off when I have a bath?
No, you leave it on all the time. Until you have a daughter, and she turns 5, then you give it to her. Okay.
Okay.
The oppressor.
Listen to it, man. Nigga this, nigga that. You think white people go around calling each other honkies all day, man? Hey, honky, how's business? Going great, cracker, we're diversifying.
How about this, huh? How about that? Listen to that. You like that? Man singing about lynching niggas.
And you think there's a difference, though, huh?
Don't buy me a rope and lynch me a nigga.
You have absolutely no idea where hip-hop music comes from, dude.
I shoot them dead first, but I done broke my trigger.
You see, back in the 60s, we had smart, articulate
gonna
black
get
men.
Out my sheep, put my hood on my head.
Like Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, Fred Hampton.
String them up
these
good.
Brothers were speaking out, and people were listening.
And then they'll be dead.
And then the FBI said, oh, no, we can't
home
have that.
Home of the brave in a land of the free.
I know. Let's give the niggas this music by a bunch of mumbling idiots, and sooner or later they'll all copy it, and nobody will be able to understand a fucking word they say. End of problem. What the fuck was that, bro?
Man, we done ran over a Chinaman.
You're saying there's a Chinaman under this truck?
What part don't you understand? There's a Chinaman stuck underneath the fucking truck.
Help me.
Oh, God. What the hell did he do? Just leap out in front of the truck?
Man, this is so completely fucked up.
Oh, really? No shit.
Okay, hold up. Get back in the truck.
What?
Yes, get back in the
you
truck.
You think we didn't drag him far enough?
No, we gonna drive away, and he gonna let go.
He's not gonna let go, Anthony. You know why? Because he's stuck underneath the fucking truck. Now, if he could have let go, he probably would have considered that option about a half a block back. Now, what you and I gotta do, just grab his arms and pull him from underneath.
You grab his arm, it's gonna fall off. Then you're gonna be standing in the middle of the street holding a Chinaman's arm. Then what your ass gonna do, huh?
If we leave this man here, he dies. Then we're up for murder charges. And just grab his arm. And I just pull him out.
I don't want to cause any problems, Lieutenant. I just want a new partner.
Oh, I understand. Your partner's a racist prick, but you don't want to stir up any bad feelings with him.
Well, he's been on the force for a long time. And
17 years.
And I do have to work here, sir.
So, you don't mind that there's a racist prick on the force. You just don't want him to ride in your car.
If you need me to go on record about this, sir, I will.
That'd be great. Write a full report. Because I'm anxious to understand how an obvious bigot could have gone undetected in this department for 17 years, 11 of which he was under my personal supervision, which doesn't speak very highly of my managerial skills. But that's not your concern. I can't wait to read it.
What if I said I wanted a new partner for personal reasons?
So now you're saying he's not a racist prick, you just don't like him?
Yes, sir.
That's not a good enough reason.
Well, then I guess I should think of a better one and get back to you.
So you think I'm asking you to make one up?
No, sir. I just can't think of one right now.
You want to know what I heard? I heard it was a case of uncontrollable flatulence.
You want me to say yes, flatulence?
Not him, you. You have uncontrollable flatulence, and you're too embarrassed to ride with anybody else, so you're requesting a one-man car.
I'm not comfortable with that, Lieutenant.
Well, I wouldn't be either. Which is why I understand your need for privacy. Well, just like I'm sure you understand how hard a black man has to work to get to... say where I am, in a racist fucking organization like the LAPD. And how easily that can be taken away. Now, that being said, it's your decision. You can put your career and mine on the line in pursuit of a just cause. Or you can admit to having an embarrassing problem of a personal nature.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
You finished?
I replaced the lock, but you got a real problem with that door.
You fixed the lock?
No, I replaced the lock, but you gotta fix that door.
Just fix the lock.
Sir, listen to me. What you need is a new door.
I need new door?
Yeah.
Okay. How much?
I don't... Sir, you're gonna have to call somebody that sells doors.
You tried to cheat me, right? Huh? You have a friend that fixed door?
Nah, I don't have a friend that fixed doors, bro.
Then go and fix the fucking lock, you cheater.
You know what? Why don't you just pay for the lock and I won't charge you for the time?
You don't fix the lock, I pay? What, you think I'm stupid? You fix the fucking lock, you cheater!
Man, I'd appreciate if you stopped calling me names.
Then fix the fucking lock!
I replaced the lock! You gotta fix the fucking door!
You cheat! You fucking cheater!
Aye. Don't pay.
What?
Have a good night.
What? No! Wait! Wait! You come back here! You fix the lock! Come here! You fix my lock! Fix the fucking lock!
No, I understand.
You run over a Chinaman.
Stuff him in the bag.
Then bring the truck here so I can share in the experience.
Come on, man. It's a little bit of blood. It'll wash right off.
Georgie, burn this thing.
Burn it. It's a brand new Navigator. All you need is a little piece of carpet.
You watch the Discovery Channel?
Not a lot.
They got some good shit on that channel.
Every night there's a show with somebody shining a little blue light and finding tiny specks of blood spattered on carpets and walls and ceiling fans, bathroom fixtures, and special edition plastic Burger King drink cups. And the next thing they show is some stupid redneck in handcuffs who looks absolutely stunned that this is happening to him. Sometimes the redneck is actually watching a Discovery Channel when they break in to arrest him, and he still can't figure out how on earth they could have caught him. Do I look like I want to be on a Discovery Channel?
No.
Then get the fuck out of my shop.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get that. Without him, things could have gone really fucking wrong tonight.
Don't you dare. Don't.
Graham Waters. No. No, he's not here, Mom. I'm not gonna go looking for him. Look, he'll be home when he... Just leave it alone, Mom. I can't talk to you right now, okay? I'm having sex with a white woman. Okay, wait, where are we?
I was white, and you were about to jerk off in the shower.
Oh, shit. Come on. I would have said you were Mexican, but I don't think it would have pissed her off as much.
Why do you keep everybody a certain distance, huh? What, you start to feel something in panic?
Come on, Rhea. You're just pissed because I answered the phone.
That's just where I begin to get pissed. I mean, really, what kind of man speaks to his mother that way, huh?
Oh, this is about my mother. What do you know about my mother?
You know, if I was your father, I'd kick your fucking ass.
Okay, I was raised badly. Why don't you take your clothes off, get back in the bed, and teach me a lesson?
You want a lesson? I'll give you a lesson. How about a geography lesson? My father's from Puerto Rico. My mother's from El Salvador. Neither one of those is Mexico.
Well, then I guess the big mystery is who gathered all those remarkably different cultures together and taught them all how to park their cars on their lawns?
Pop, you okay? If I could piss, I'd be okay. Jesus, I'm done now. Give me a hand. Wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute. All right. Okay. Okay. Stand there and stare at me.
Conklin just shot him.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other?
Sir.
It's a grudge thing?
Not as far as we can tell.
You think this is racially motivated?
Well, a dozen people heard the shots. Nobody saw anything.
Who do we have on it?
Graham Waters.
Waters. All right, well, tell him that he speaks to no one but me.
Call a press conference for 4 o'clock, and I want Waters here at 3:30. And will someone please find Flanagan?
No. What up, Mo' Fat?
Man robs purses from old ladies, and you all, hey, how's it going, Mo' Fat? That nigga was steal teeth from a cripple, man.
You calling him a thief? And we do what?
The man steals from black people. Only reason black people steal from their own is because they terrify the white people.
Please.
Think about it. Sherman Oaks, Burbank, Santa Monica. All scary ass places for a brother to find himself. Now drop Mo' Fat off at a Starbucks in Toluca Lake, that nigga will run like a rabbit. Soon as somebody say decaf latte. What the fuck did you do to my car?
Sorry I take your car, Miss Jean. I turned key to my car, but nothing. James wanted to take this to school, but I don't want the kids to fight over it.
Are these clean or dirty?
All clean, Senora.
You know, Maria, just once I would like to wake up and find these dishes in the cabinet.
Hey, si, Senora. No problem.
I'm starting to understand now. By your work, you're setting an example for our neighborhood. Sort of like a big brother kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you laugh, man. But you have never seen me steal from a black person ever in your life. What the hell do you think you're doing right now, man?
Waving down the bus.
Man, put your hand down, dog. Are you out of your mind? You actually expect me to get on the bus?
No, I was hoping we could push your car across town. You know why? Because we just don't do stuff like that no more.
You have no idea, do you? You have no idea why they put them great big windows on the sides of buses, do you?
Why?
One reason only. To humiliate the people of color who are reduced to riding on them.
I don't know that.
And you know you can fill the Staples Center with what you don't know.
Oh, you know the Kings are playing tonight.
You don't like hockey. The only reason you say you do is to piss me off.
Love hockey.
Cut. Prep. Moving on.
Okay, that takes us into scene 12.
And we are in the bathroom. Jamal. That's what I'm talking about. Right up.
Cat, you got a second?
Yeah, Fred, I just want to grab the coffee.
Yeah, listen, I think we need another take, buddy.
That looked pretty terrific, man.
This is going to sound strange, but is Jamal seeing a speech coach or something?
What do you mean?
Have you noticed, this is weird for a white guy to say, but have you noticed he's talking a lot less black lately?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Really? Like in this scene? He was supposed to say, don't be talking about that. And he changed it to, don't talk to me about that.
Wait a minute. You think because of that, the audience won't recognize him as being a black man? Come on.
Is there a problem, Cam?
Excuse me?
Is there a problem, Cam?
No, we don't have a problem.
I mean, because all I'm saying is it's not his character. Eddie's supposed to be the smart one, not Jamal, right? I mean, you're the expert here. But to me, it rings false.
We're gonna do it one more time.
Thanks, buddy.
Everybody back to one, please. Let's do it one more time.
Jamal,
Morning, Carol. Who do I have?
Hold for a minute, please. Mr. Trujillo called and canceled, but you have a walk-in, Mr. Ryan.
Send him in. Mr. Ryan,
yeah.
My name is Shaniqua Johnson. I believe we spoke last night.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to apologize about that. I haven't been getting too much sleep. My father's in a lot of pain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
This doctor he's been seeing says he's got a urinary tract infection. And he's been taking this medicine for a month now, and he just keeps getting worse.
And he's been back to see Dr. Robinson.
Yeah. Between you and me, the man's an idiot.
Really?
Well, no offense, but the guy sees 100 patients an hour. I think his nurses are doing most of the work.
Mm. If you're unhappy, your father's welcome to see a doctor outside the network.
And if this new doctor says it's not an infection, says it's his prostate and it needs to be operated on. Is that going to be covered?
Not unless Dr. Robinson offers.
What good is that going to do?
I'm I'm sorry. There's nothing else I can do.
All right, well, you know what I can't do? I can't look at you without thinking about the 5 or 6 more qualified white men who didn't get your job.
It's time for you to go.
Now, I'm saying this because I'm really hoping that I'm wrong about you. I'm hoping that someone like yourself, someone who may have been given a helping hand, might have a little compassion for someone in a similar situation.
Carol, I need security in my office.
You know, you don't like me. That's fine. I'm a prick. My father doesn't deserve to suffer like this. He was a janitor. He struggled his whole life, saved enough to start his own company. 23 employees, all of them black, paid him equal wages when no one else was doing that. For 30 years, he worked side by side with those men, sweeping and carrying garbage. And then the city council decides to give minority-owned companies preference in city contracts. And overnight, my father loses everything. His business, his home, his wife, everything. But not once does he blame you people. And I'm not asking you to help me. I'm asking that you do this small thing for a man who lost everything so people like yourself could reap the benefits. And do you know what it's going to cost you? Nothing. Just a flick of your pen.
Your father sounds like a good man. And if he'd come in here today, I probably would have approved this request. But he didn't come in. You did. And for his sake, it's a real shame. Get him the hell out of my office. Frick.
Sir, I spoke to our employee, and he told you he needed to replace or repair the door.
He say he fixed the lock. You come here, see how fixed it is.
You're yelling again.
I am not yelling. I'm upset. Yes, I am.
Are you all right?
Shirinju, stop washing. Insurance must take picture, okay? Yes.
Look what they wrote. They think we're Arab.
See my story.
When did Persian become Arab?
I want his name. Yes.
Oh my God.
I want his name.
Dad.
Give me his name.
Dad. I'm not giving you his name, sir.
Dad, did I take the gun?
Not fix my lock. I want his name.
Baba.
I'm gonna hang up now, sir.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Shit.
It's cold.
Come on. Did you find your brother? I was doing real good.
I know.
I was doing good. Did you find your brother? I'm not mad, okay? Okay, baby.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, baby. Okay. Okay.
apologize to your mother?
Jordan.
Internal Affairs called. Found something in the Mercedes.
That's lunch, 1 hour.
Try to call. It sounded like you were having a bad day, huh?
Yeah.
What? I got skinned, Kim. No, it's not like I haven't been pulled over before, you know? And not like that. And yes, I was a little drunk. And I was mouthing off. I'm sorry. But when that man was putting his hands on me, I just...
I don't want to talk about this right now.
I couldn't believe you let him do that, baby. Look, I know what you did was the right thing, okay? But I was humiliated. For you. I just couldn't stand to see that man take away your dignity.
That's what happened.
Oh, baby, don't do this.
No, no, you're right. I am.
You gonna walk away from me? Cameron!
Just go home.
Mm-hmm. Nurse down. Thanks. Has your brother read his policy?
He doesn't read English.
چی میگه؟
یه دقیقه صبر کنین.
Miss Guzari, you said that you called the locksmith?
قرفساز رو تلفن کرده بودین.
Yes, I tell him fix it.
They said that their man told you...
مرده بهتون گفته بوده که...
To fix the door and you didn't do so.
خوب بود در رو عوض کنین. Are you saying it's his fault?
چی تقصیر کیه؟
Insurance company is calling it negligence. Not covering any of this.
Negligence چیه؟
میگه که کوتاهی کردیم هیچ پول به ما نمیدن
چی؟ No, this story is all we have
Really, I'm sorry
to work.
Not until tonight.
Go home and sleep.
Baba John, میشه یه دقیقه باهاتون حرف بزنم؟
Baba John, it's okay. It's okay. Go home and sleep.
Tell you, but I've been reassigned.
Yeah, they told me. I just wanted to say good luck, and it was good riding with you.
You too.
We're deep in on the job. A few more years.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me. Wait until you've been doing it a little longer. You think you know who you are. You have no idea. Yo, Gomez, you ready to roll, homie?
Ready, amigo. Radio check 21L23.
21L23. Picking up strange noises from your car.
Get an extinguisher and get that fire out.
Jesus.
Ma'am, are you hurt? Can you move?
I can't breathe.
Okay, I'm gonna get you out. That's okay. Gasoline there. We need to get you out of here right away. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay. I need to reach across your lap. Can I do that, please?
Yeah.
think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Are you gonna get me out?
Yeah. I'm gonna get you out. Okay? Look at me. Look at me. I'm gonna get you out.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm gonna have to cut your belt, okay? I'm gonna have to cut the belt. It's okay. We're gonna get you out. Everything's gonna be fine. Look at me. Everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna get you out of here. Everything's gonna be fine.
D.A. wanted me to apologize. He really wanted to be here himself.
No, he didn't. If he did his own dirty work, none of us would have jobs. Jake Flanagan, I work with Rick.
Graham Waters.
Thanks for coming in, Detective.
He just pulled into the garage.
Great. Press conference is in 10 minutes, so we'll make this short. Internal Affairs says this Conklin has two suspicious shootings on his record. Both black men, both times he was cleared, but only just. Detective Lewis makes black man number three. You know any reason why we shouldn't hang Conklin for this?
Well, it's more complicated than we originally thought. We found $300,000 in the trunk of the car that Detective Lewis was driving.
Shit. Go down to the garage, tell him to stay in the car until he hears from me.
He found the money in the Mercedes. I thought that wasn't his car.
Well, the car's actually registered to a Cindy Bradley. We haven't been able to get in touch with her yet. Apparently she left town this morning.
So it wasn't Lewis's car. He may not have even known the money was in it.
You really think you're going to be able to make that fly?
Give us a minute.
No problem.
Who knows about the money?
You gotta be kidding me.
There are only two people in this room.
Myself, my partner, Ferguson, and Internal Affairs.
Jim Ferguson?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't see a problem. As it wasn't Lewis's car, the money isn't clear evidence of any wrongdoing, and even if it was, we aren't going to prosecute a dead man, which means the money Internal Affairs is holding can't even be considered evidence.
Well, you know, you can do this whole dance if you want to, but I'm willing to bet When the coroner's report comes back tomorrow, it's gonna say that Detective Lewis was coked out of his head.
Fucking black people, huh?
What did you just say?
I mean, I know all the sociological reasons why. Per capita, 8 times more black men are incarcerated than white men. Schools are a disgrace, lack of opportunity, bias in the judicial system, all that stuff. But still, it's got to get to you. On a gut level, as a black man, they just can't keep their hands out of the cookie jar. Of course, you and I know that's not the truth, but that's the way it always plays, doesn't it? And assholes like Lewis just keep feeding the flames. It's got to get to you.
What did you say you did for the DA again?
You coach ball down at Compton, am I right?
Oh, please, don't do that. Don't act like you know something about me, okay?
What do you think those kids need to make them believe, to give them hope? You think they need another drug-dealing cop, or do you think they need a fallen black hero?
Why don't you cut through the bullshit, Flanagan, and just tell me what it is you want?
The DA squad loses its lead investigator next month. Rick is quite adamant that his replacement be a person of color. It's a high-profile position, and he wants to send the right message to the community.
And the right message is, look at this black boy I just bought? Well, fuck you very much, but thanks for thinking of me.
Actually, we were thinking of you. Until we saw that. It's your brother's file. 20-something years old and already 3 felonies. 3 strikes law. Kid's going away for life for stealing a car. Christ, that's a shitty law. There's a warrant in there. But still, hey, he had every opportunity you had. Fucking black people, huh?
So all I need to do to make this disappear is to frame a potentially innocent man.
What are you, the fucking defender of all things white? We're talking about a white man who shot 3 black men. And you're arguing with me that maybe we're not being fair to him? You know what, maybe you're right. Maybe Lewis did provoke this, and maybe he got exactly what was coming to him. Or maybe, stoned or not, just being a black man in the valley was enough to get him killed. There was no one there to see who shot first, so there is no way to know, which means we could get this wrong. Maybe that's what happened with your brother. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe Lewis isn't the only one who deserves the benefit of the doubt. You're the one closest to all this. You need to tell us. What does your gut tell you?
What do I tell him?
You tell me. I'll tell him.
Well, I think given Detective Conklin's history, it's pretty clear what happened last night.
Okay. Before I get to why we're here, I know that many of you have heard that we had our car stolen last night. And as you could imagine, my wife and I are both pretty shaken up, but we're okay. And Gene and I truly appreciate all your calls and your concern. Thank you. Now, just after 9 p.m. last night, Detective William Lewis, an 8-year veteran of the force and an active member of the black community, was gunned down by a fellow officer.
the car.
Give me the keys. Get out the...
What the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing, man?
What? You want to get killed, nigga?
Say that again. What the fuck? Say it again, bitch.
You stupid motherfucker.
Say it again, huh?
Right, go.
Call me a nigga again.
Yo, man, what the fuck? Get off of him. Fuck you.
Show the fuck.
Blow your head off.
Get off my shit. Shoot this motherfucker, man.
Man, I swear to God, I'm going to blow your head off.
Stop talking and shoot.
Come on, stop. Let's go. Shit, hit the door.
Shit. Hey, get off of me.
Fuck off.
Hey, hey, where you going, man?
Hell no. Anthony.
Fuck out of my car!
Oh, shit!
What are you doing, man? Get out of the car!
Fuck you!
Fuck you, idiot! I said get the fuck out!
You get the fuck out!
25 in pursuit of a black Navigator westbound on Manchino.
That will blow you away! Get the fuck out of the car!
Two, Ida, Tom, Adam, three... Oh, Christ.
Get out of the fucking car!
Fuck, it's my gun, man!
Give me my fucking gun!
Fuck! Heads in plain sight, step out of the vehicle! Hands in plain sight, step out of the vehicle! Slowly step out of the vehicle. Get out of my car.
You so brave. You get out the car, man.
Turn off the engine. Throw the keys out the window.
Fucking want me? Here I am, you pig fuck.
Lie face down on the ground, spread
no,
your arms
and
legs.
No, you lie face down on the ground and spread your arms and legs.
Don't come any closer. Down on your knees.
Fuck you, man. What are you gonna do? Pull the fucking trigger then.
On your knees now.
You get on your knees and suck my motherfucking dick while you down there.
Do I look like I'm fucking joking with you?
Yeah, that's what you look like, a fucking joke to me.
This man is making threatening gestures.
Oh, threatening gestures? You want to see a threatening gesture? I got a threatening gesture for you.
I know this man.
Get back.
Fuck off. Give me some space. I know this guy.
Get out of the
you
way.
You don't fucking know me.
Step
Who
away.
Give me some goddamn room. I know this guy.
Man, don't walk up on me.
See what's happening here? Do you want to die here? Huh? Is that what you want? Because these guys really want to shoot you. And the way you're acting, they'll be completely fucking justified.
Fuck you.
Fuck
Step
me.
Step away from him.
Fuck me. I'm not the one who's fucked here. You're the one who's fucked here because you're the one whose head's going to be blown off and onto that man's patio.
Officer Hanson, step away.
He's a friend of mine, okay? He's a fucking friend of mine. This man is not armed. He's not gonna shoot you or me or anybody else, all right? So give me two goddamn seconds. You do that? Lower your firearm. Lower your firearm. You starting to understand the situation?
What do you want from me?
Unless you think your wife... It's gonna be better off with a husband who has a bloody stump for a head. I want you to sit down on that curb, put your hands in your head, and do nothing until I speak with these officers.
I'm not sitting on no curb. I've not put my hands on my head for nobody.
Then stand right where you are and keep your hands in plain sight. Can you do that, huh?
Yeah, I can do that.
Good. I told this man to stay where he is and keep his hands in plain sight.
This man better be related to you by blood. Fucking nuts.
I need this favor. You can check the guy's name, his license. He's got no priors, no warrants. I need to let him go with a warning.
What kind of fucking warning?
A harsh warning. Thank you. You've been warned. You understand me? Do you understand me?
You want something from me? Because I'm right here.
I'm trying to help you.
I didn't ask for your help, did I?
Go home.
Yeah, that I can do.
look at me. You embarrass me. You embarrass yourself.
Give me my money.
Honey, stay inside. Elizabeth!
Give me my money.
Aplácate, stand up.
I want my fucking money. Give me the truck.
That's not my truck, bro. Elizabeth! Hey, you okay? You know what? Hey, I got $50. Here.
Hey, $50? You took everything. Look.
Mommy! Coming, I'm coming. He doesn't have it.
That's not what?
I sent her out for groceries, and that was 2 hours ago, Carol. Well, you know what? You are one to talk. You go through, like, 6 housekeepers a year. I'm not snapping at you. I am angry. Yes, at them. Yes, at them, the police, at Rick, at Maria, at the dry cleaners who destroyed another blouse today, at the gardener. Who keeps overwatering the lawn. I just thought that I would wake up today and I would feel better, you know? But I was still mad. And I realized that it had nothing to do with my car being stolen. I wake up like this every morning. I am angry all the time, and I don't know why, Carol. I don't know why, and I... Yeah. Yeah, call me back. Bye.
I really appreciate this.
No problem. So how long you been out there tonight? It's cold.
Hour, maybe.
Big surprise, huh?
Yeah, this ain't exactly pick up a brother territory.
True. So where you headed?
Anywhere the other side of the hill. Good music.
Mm-hmm.
No, really. I'm starting to understand it. Wrote me a country song myself just yesterday.
I bet you did. So what was going on in the valley tonight?
Ice skate.
Ice skate.
Love to ice skate. You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a goalie.
Come on.
Right. You think that's funny or something?
I think you're having fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Something else funny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
People, man. People.
People like me.
No, I'm not laughing at you, man.
Yeah, I can see that. Why don't you laugh outside?
Yo, why are you getting all bent out of shape?
Not getting bent, man. Just pulling over.
Come on, man. Keep driving. I said I'm not laughing at you.
And I'm not telling you to get the fuck out of my car.
Why are you being a fucking jerk, man? Just drive the car.
I got a better idea. Get out now.
Fine. You want me to show you? I'll show you.
Get your hands out of your pocket. Put your hands where I can
man,
see
them. Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Put your hands where I can see them.
You want to see what's in my hands? I'll show you what's in my fucking hands.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Freezing.
Shit. Heard of my snow.
Get out of here. That's
what I heard.
You got a smoke?
Oh, quit.
Yeah, me too. What you got?
That kid.
Ava.
Something for me?
Anything.
Go to the locker. The next one. My wallet? There's a check. Bring it here. Well, then go spend the cash here.
I get it. When I said get me a Black Lincoln Navigator, you thought I said get me a white piece of shit pedalman.
Fine. It's fine. Just give me whatever for it.
Lucian, you should see this.
Chained to the van.
So I'll take them too.
You want to buy these Chinamen?
Don't be ignorant. They're Thai or Cambodian, entirely different kind of chinks.
What the hell are you gonna do with them?
Sell them, what the hell you think? I'll give you 500 apiece and you can keep the van.
Oh!
story.
Did this, Mom?
Oh, I already know. You did. I asked you to find your brother, but you were busy. We weren't much good to you anymore, were we? You got things to do. You go ahead. I'll sign the papers.
Mom, I want to stay.
Just want to wait with my baby. Came home. Did you know that? My little boy. When I was sleeping, he brought me groceries. It's the last thing he did. Baba, what did you do?
I shoot a little girl.
What?
No, but she's okay. She's here. And the gun shoot her. But she's okay, Tori. Nothing happened. She's my Fereshte. My angel. My angel. She came to protect me. To protect us. You understand? Take this, please. Take it. Hey. Everything is okay, Tori. It's okay. Haven't you done some show?
Okay, Daddy.
Okay.
Fell down the stairs.
Are you all right?
I tried calling you. I couldn't get through to anyone. Not Kath, not Marge, not Julie, not...
I'm getting in the elevator. I'll be in my car. I'll be home in 20 minutes.
It's okay. Maria drove me to emergency. It's just a bad spray. Carol was the only one that was home, and she said she couldn't come get me because she was getting a massage.
Well, that's because she's a bitch.
She's been my friend for 10 years.
I'll be there soon.
I love you.
I love you too.
you like to sit up? Good. Okay. Do you want to hear something funny?
What, Mrs. G?
You're the best friend I've got.
You had all the answers to rest your heart upon. But something happens, don't see it coming. You can't stop yourself. Now you're
everybody out, man. Free to go. All right, come on. Come on, now this is America. Time is money. Chop, chop. Come on, y'all. $40. Buy everybody chop suey, you understand?
Don't be fucking signing.
Came with a debate with Dub, yeah. Especially when the company cap is Kenny Lay. Meanwhile,
West stop paying pennies a day. Big bank, take little bank anyways. By the country's always going to war for many days. Y'all push playing family view with the town. Survey said, oops, you out of town. We the only ones allowed to have nuclear bombs. Guaranteed it won't be another Vietnam. 9-1-1 ain't a joke no more. Nowadays, it's a whole different approach to war. Been out of been hiding out of Pakistan. If you want to be heard, better clap your hands. Come on.
These problems, they yours and mine. We all pay for the crime. It's time we learn to be back. Hiding, no turning back. No more excuses or lies. It's only two to survive. It's time we borrow the tool. All of tomorrow.
Now, too fast, these bastards imitate. Newsflash, the ass has been a fate. Until I won't promote black. Take MJ's mojo and pass the Timberlake. That's why Mike hung his little boy out to dry. No clothesline, like he's about to fly. No talk, just kids falling out the sky. Why the boss in the standby shout and cry? Outside with the cops and the paparazzi. Couldn't walk a mile in Mike's Sirachi. Pain's a disease and we all infected. Think that it's not, but it's all connected. Can't understand why these folks are greedy. So I'm making a band, still bought the CD. Why they play Timberlake on BET, but won't play PE on MTV. Got radio damn near a shambles. Monopoly ain't no game, to clear channel. So I write words that I rap for fans. If you want to be heard, better clap your hands. Come on.
These problems are yours and mine. If we all pay for the crime. It's time we learn to react. No hiding, no turning back. No more excuses or lies. It's only truth will survive. The time we borrow is due. All of tomorrow is you.